Dimensions of Popcorn. Let's rock.
You don't know what you're doing.
Sure I do. I'm from the streets where the hood swallow on me. Bullets will follow on me. There's so much coke that you could run the slalom. The cops comb the shit top to bottom. They say that we are prone to violence, but it's home sweet home.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Legends of Polkai. I am one of your hosts, Shinobi. This is Baba fucking Bear.
Boom, Baba fucking Bear.
And we got Andre Slither in Darkness.
Yeah.
And today we have a special guest, Seth. What's up, man?
I love how Seth is frozen with his crooked ass.
Is he frozen?
Oh, he's frozen, but that, look at him. Look at those chiclets. The chiclets are frozen in time.
Well, while Seth is frozen, let's introduce our other guest. We got C-Star. What's up, man?
All right on. What's going on, fellas?
Sexy, flexy ass nigga. OnlyFans is slow, so he came back on to promote.
Oh, there we go. We got Seth back.
There's chiclets. Chiclets are back. Oh, he's fixing something.
My computer just, like, fucking did something stupid.
Damn.
Let me get the AirPods.
All right.
That's what happens when you don't pay your internet bill.
That's the neighbor's internet. What are you talking about?
Nigga, Seth, the only nigga I know, been unemployed for fucking 5 years. And don't right look now, like he missed a single meal.
And to be employed.
So we got both our guests are from Florida.
Not from.
From? Not oh, you're from. Not from. From you live. You currently reside in Florida. Excuse
reside
me.
Reside in Florida, Florida, yeah.
Baby.
Fort Myers.
This will be the last fucking podcast we could do with Seth, because he's about to get arrested for that PPP loan scam.
Man, cats are catching cases left and right. I don't bring up anybody that I know personally, but we've had customers who've come up to the dealership. All of a sudden, they're stroking checks, you know, buying two or three cars at the fucking same time. We're like, yeah, I mean, I can't tell them no, but this was like last summer and stuff. And I'm thinking some of these cats will end up in the news. I don't know. Did we just lose fucking both of these guys?
No, I'm here.
I just said.
Seth ain't had a fucking job since I met him. And all this, and this nigga bought a house. This nigga got a white t-shirt on.
Hey, bro, white privilege. White privilege. It just happens to them. They literally just go to the bank. Hey, I'm white. Right, you got a house? What else you need?
You're doing something right.
Let's get Seth Horton back, because I did want to talk to him, because I was complimenting him on his artwork that he does. He's a great artist. I saw his drawings. I'm like, wow. Him and Nick are really good artists.
This nigga's still telling people that he draw all that shit.
Was it really him?
This nigga tracing.
Alright, I'm back. I just switched to the other neighbor.
This nigga be drawing drawn on tissue paper. That shit's all tracing.
So that's what
he calls it inking. Nigga, that's tracing.
But he's talking about my art.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Andre a big hater. He a big hater.
I was telling what I think you're such a really good artist, and that's what when I messaged you, and then you're like, hey man, I want to come on you guys' show again, let's do it. And that's when I hit Tommy up, hey, let's record with him again. Yeah, it's because off of what you did, that flashback on social media about you, what was that, some kind of fest you were at, and you were just sitting there drawing at a table?
Yeah. So there was a local brewery that did like a May the 4th celebration. So
sure.
You know, a lot of kids there and shit. So I was doing like free sketches for the kids, and it was cool. I do a lot of those free comic book day, the local cons and shit.
And you see some of them hot moms bringing their sons up to you or their daughters up to you, be like, hey, draw my son a Spider-Man. All right.
And then
it's a Spider-Man. And you see the smile on little Tommy's face. Yeah. And then you look at the mom, and then you're like, you know, ma'am, it ain't gonna suck itself.
You know, exactly.
It ain't gonna suck itself. So your son's happy, yeah. So let's make you dip up real quick.
Let me tell you, every con I go to, there's one. There's definitely one. Every con I go to. It's like, it's just inevitable. They're like, oh, you're an artist? And the next thing you know, it's, can you draw me something? Next thing you know, I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Bedroom.
You know.
The real reason Titanic this nigga shit was sitting at the fucking table is because it was a soup kitchen. This nigga was there.
I was trying to earn a second portion, is what he's saying.
There wasn't no motherfucking. They didn't invite him to be a guest artist and no shit. They was like, hey man, we know times are hard. You look a little down on your luck. If you come to this address at this time, he showed up.
You got a bed for the night.
Niggas was like, oh shit, you kind of look like Danny DeVito. Can you sit here for a second and take pictures for people?
Ha ha! It's only fucking Danny DeVito.
Oh man, I've been Andre's been playing this homeless angle for a minute.
Yeah. I mean, you are too chunky to be homeless.
And see, that's what I'm trying to say. You know what I mean? I'm the fat sea star. Fat sea star.
Gamma.
Tommy, we got so many great titles for this episode already. We got
I'm G-Star.
You're too fat to be homeless. We got It's Not Gonna Suck Itself. You got a PPP fucking scam artist.
What'd you say, C-Star?
I just want to know how many sugar mamas this guy got. He ain't worked in 5 years. Shit, doing something right.
All I gotta do is draw their kids some pictures. I'm good.
Sugar mamas, you your head, in the you government.
Hey, yo, you got a son? Let me draw him sick real quick.
You know what I mean?
He told the government that he was experiencing psychological trauma after there was a shootout at his apartment complex.
Oh, you want to tell him about that? You want to tell him about that? All right, yeah. So I used to work. I did maintenance at this apartment complex. And I don't know if it's just growing up in Baltimore, if I was just numb to shootouts or whatever. But
he calls it maintenance. He was digging through their trash cans.
All right, so I don't know if it's just numbness, but I sent a video and there was a shootout. So basically there was a standoff. So I guess some dude had to work in the downstairs apartment. Some girl was like blasting the music. So he bangs on her door and puts a gun in her face and says, turn down the fucking music. I got work in 20 minutes. I'm like, oh shit. So she comes to the leasing office, scared as hell. Says, oh, some guy just pulled a gun in my face, came to my apartment. He's in an apartment right above me. So obviously we call the cops. Cops show up and he's like on his balcony with a gun. Cops all pointing up at the balcony. I'm behind the cops filming the whole thing and I send it to the guys.
No, this nigga wasn't behind the cop. This nigga was standing right next to the police officer like, yo, you got a good angle from right here. Just blast that nigga. Like, yo. Those are real guns, Seth. This nigga sitting in his golf cart. Get him from here, son. I can make that shot. Like, nigga, what are you doing? Move.
Yeah. So Andre's like, man, I went to war, and I'm just numb to it, man. I guess I don't know. But yeah, it was a crazy day. A lot of crazy shit happened in the apartment complex.
So you're from Baltimore. Were you friends with Asian Lego Kid? Because he lives out there, right?
No. I was, I've been in Florida now for like, what, 14 years? So I'm like,
okay.
Yeah. Like I think that was before he was born, right?
Probably.
So, yeah, he was born the day I left. So,
speaking of that shitty ass apartment complex, Seth had a shit scavenger hunt there one day. He just kept finding fucking turds everywhere he went.
Stop. Oh, no. What was it? It was someone had a bunch of meat and it was like random like sausages and steaks throughout the whole complex, like almost like someone was literally cooked it all and just like had it thrown out their window and driving around the complex. It was crazy.
They was trying to lure this nigga back to their house. He was like, ooh. Piece of sausage. Ooh
sausage.
Like a fucking Bugs Bunny cartoon and shit.
A steak. Holy shit. Yeah. Nah, you know, there is some cool shit about apartment complexes. You know what I'm saying? Like when people, you know, leave or whatever, they leave a bunch of cool shit. So got a bunch of shit. I just sold it online. That was my side hustle.
Hey, real quick. So like what happened to RLU After Dark?
I don't know. I guess it's just on hiatus right now. I was kind of like just
their female host has a boyfriend, and she can't be a slut when she has a boyfriend.
Andre said it. Andre said, I was trying to I was trying to be.
You know, I love you, Rachel.
What? Wait, did they had a girl? They had a girl hosting on that show too.
Yeah, so three hosts. So the Seb, Adrian, and Rachel.
Yeah, just don't this girl, me and me. That's all.
That's probably what it was, because C-Star was the next guest, and I was going to get some workout tips, and then, Andre, not Andre, Adrian was in love, so I think he wanted to just admire you for an hour or so, and then Rachel, of course, was
going to leave her boyfriend. This shit has happened before. Andre's last time Rachel got a boyfriend, niggas had to take a break for a couple months.
Yeah, so it's not necessarily gone, you know? Probably just on hiatus. All
right.
She's hard to love, so when she's single again, they'll be back with a vengeance.
Yeah, you guys came back with, like, what, three episodes, and then...
Some pretty decent ones, still. I think there were some pretty good ones.
And then back on hiatus. And I'm pretty sure, like, when you guys come back, you get C-Star on. Always, should be hype.
Boost our numbers. Boost our numbers up. Yeah, man.
Yeah, follow C-Star on Instagram. Get all them fucking workouts in.
Hey, real quick, C-Star, you're cutting in and out.
Can you hear me?
You're moving in and out of your fucking mic. You're moving back and forth from your face.
Fucking hold it in
just,
my hand.
Just treat it like a cock and just keep it in front of your face like you do.
Nigga thought he was fancy with the whole microphone. Trying to get his deep ass Barry White voice going on. Hello, ladies and
you probably
gentlemen.
Have to turn up your volume a little bit on the mic. Because it's like it's catching it and then not catching it.
Yeah. Just don't start crooning, nigga. This ain't that kind of show. You can't be getting into your fucking voice of man with fucking
your fucking Frankie Valli mic from the 1950s is the Frankie Valli voice.
Earth Angel.
Peter, I don't ever met Ray Ray. You just jealous. That's what it is.
Never that, cousin.
Is that the same mic you use when y'all playing Call of Duty? This nigga gotta put the controller down just to talk shit to people. You holding that shit like the old cordless phone to his neck, like
yo, hello.
That way I can't hear you sometimes when we're playing.
Yup, gotta put the mic down.
Hey, so it was yesterday. It was a new series that came out on Netflix. I don't know if you guys checked it out yet. I binge watched it and I really like it. It's called Jupiter's Legacy.
That's what I talked about right before you guys got on. I already hit sept with that. I was like, have you heard about that show called Jupiter? Nah. I'm on episode number 5 right now.
Oh, I finished it, dude.
I just finished the last episode like 10 minutes before we got on the call.
I know nothing about this franchise or this IP, and I'm really enjoying it in discovery mode.
Is it another...
I'm at the part where they just got off the ship.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's going to get good.
Okay.
I've seen, like, pictures of it before it came out. Is it, like, another Boys...
Similar. Invincible? It reminds me a lot of The Boys, but... the first episode doesn't do it too much, but the rest of the episodes that I've been so far, you don't know when they're flashing back and forth. It's not like it tells you now 50 years ago, you know, 10 years in the future, anything like that. It is what it is. It happens.
It's less like The Boys and more like the Justice League transitioning over to Teen Titans. It's basically about like the first generation of heroes trying to pass the torch to the next generation.
Yeah,
of heroes.
Because you'll see there's like older heroes and all the young heroes are like into clubs and into fucking doing all these drugs and
killing people, right.
Well, that's what I meant.
Kill like people, the... But the adults are like following the fucking code, like, oh, we don't kill. All the adults are following Batman's fucking code, and all the kids are like, yo, you see this nigga? He is nuclear. He's a walking nuclear reactor. We gotta kill this nigga. And the adults are like, no, everybody has to be locked up. I'm like, nah, nigga.
Yeah. Nah, what I meant is like, you know, this new genre where you have superheroes with excessive violence, you know?
Oh, yeah, kind of like Invincible and the other boys.
Like,
yeah,
it seems to be like a trend.
There is quite a bit of violence in this, but there's like,
really?
I'd say more than anything, there's heavy drug usage in more than anything.
Each episode's about 45 minutes long or so. It's good. They're good so far. Violence.
There's like minimal blood in this. Like, you see more blood in fucking, you see more blood in Saturday morning cartoons than you do in this show. Like, there's one really gruesome injury, and then everything else is just like nosebleeds, a busted lip.
Well, which gruesome injury are you talking about? Where the bitch is decapitated? Where he decapitates the bitch? He like burns her body up and he's holding her head?
The very first episode is all the gruesome violence. The rest of it is just like,
What episode are you on? Because episode 7, it gets crazy.
Yeah, I'm up episode 5. So
yeah, it's a ninja chick and
I've seen her. That's so I'm on that episode. I literally just started that one. That's the one where it's like her dad is like the brother.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Yeah, well, she's calls him dad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot thus far. Like, I know nothing about I think it's a comic. I don't know if it's a book. I have no idea.
Yeah, somebody told me it was a graphic novel, and the graphic novel was way better, but I'm kind of tired of hearing that shit.
I think somebody said that on the RLU webpage, on the RLU Facebook page. Somebody said something about
it. It was JJ. Shout out to JJ. JJ loves love. Happy belated birthday, JJ. I'm kind of tired of hearing niggas say, oh, the book was better or the comic was better. Obviously, you got 40 minutes to tell a fucking story in live action or animated form, and you got fucking 20 issues to tell that same story in a comic book or a graphic novel. I'm tired of seeing the comparisons between books and movies or comics and movies, because it's
not the
they're
same.
Apples and oranges. Yeah.
Man, yeah. No, this week was a good week of new shit that came out. The Bad Batch, that's great shit on Disney Plus about the new Star Wars cartoon.
You want to get Asian Lego Kid on here so he can talk to you about the Bad Batch?
I like it. He did not like it.
You know, he fucking loved it. He fucking came within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, I
liked
it.
Yeah, I liked it. It was great. I mean, I feel like each time they do anything pertaining to the Clone Wars, and it's a brand new series, it's better visuals, it's better storytelling. It's just Dave Filoni is just getting better and better at becoming a storyteller.
I rediscovered my love for the original animated Clone Wars, like the Samurai Jack looking one, because they that shit on Disney Plus, and I turned it on and just have it in the background, and then I fucking looked at the screen and was like, yo, this shit used to be hype when I was a fucking kid. This shit is still dope. I still can't get down with the rest of fucking Star Wars, but that shit's dope.
I think that's why, though, because it's not the Skywalker saga, so it's different. It's just something different, and that's what people have been wanting. So
I'm
a big fan of that Disney Plus anyway, man. That's a great network or a great platform.
Yeah, my entry point into Star Wars was like the first Star Wars property that I legit committed myself to watching was The Mandalorian. And as long as Star Wars stays like in that realm with like minimal fucking Jedi shit, I'm good with it. Like, I love the first episode of Bad Batch. I'm not gonna put y'all through that fucking argument about the Jedi shit again. But like, that it just doesn't appeal to me. Like, these niggas have all the power in the world and they use the Force to like tell droids not to shoot at them. Like, nigga, you could do so much more with this power, but not getting into that right now, because that's an argument for another show. But yeah, Mandalorian, I loved it. Bad Batch, I loved the first episode. I already hate that little Omega bitch. Like, I feel like she's just gonna be a sort
you know second episode's already out. Second episode's already out. It came out Thursday or Friday. Yeah, Friday came out. How about you, C-Star? What are you watching?
I don't really watch too much anime, to be honest with you. I'm more of like a live kind of guy.
He likes to look at himself in the mirror as he oils himself.
Yeah. I'm not even right now.
He runs up his little oil bubbles and tries to guess which one is going to make it down to his dick first.
I actually don't use baby oil anymore.
Anymore?
I switched to coconut oil. It's better for the skin.
Exactly. Yeah, because that Johnson & Johnson product's been giving us cancer.
Locking up some pores. But anyway, boys, I got to head on out to the club. Or join up
work.
A little bit. Yep. Got to go shake my meat stick.
if I get off here early enough, bro, I'll come support, bro. Got you.
I appreciate that, bro. You know
what I'm saying? I think I got my change cup. I got like $10 in my change cup. I think
just a bunch of quarters and pennies and nickels at it. Like, hey,
that's me. If you get hit with change, that's me.
That's
money from Seth. You getting audited too.
All right, y'all boys, y'all take it easy.
Later. All
right, later, dude. Yeah.
Later. Make sure y'all subscribe to Cody's OnlyFans and all his other shit.
C-Star XXX.
Nigga on Chatterbait and...
Yep.
Chatterbait. remember when that shit first came out, man? That's funny.
I just realized the other day that Chatterbait is extremely close to Masturbate, and that's literally all you use it for.
Yeah, but the thing is, there's like 1,000 to 1 chick ratio. Like 1,000 dudes to 1 chick. Like, I don't know how that works.
Ain't that why you go there? That's why
yeah.
I go to
yeah.
What? Yeah. I've never been there. I'll explore it, but I doubt that I'm going to go to it.
Nah, I try to get my brother to... I try to hook him up on Omegle. Omegle's similar. You know, it's the same thing, just less masturbation, a little bit. But you still see like 100 dicks before you find one chick.
Some chick was telling me about how when she first got her nipples pierced, she was single, and her friends were like, you can't get your nipples pierced and not show anybody. So they went on fucking Omegle and was just showing random people her titties. Like, look, I got my nipples pierced. Wee! It's like, well, you're a whore. She's like, not a whore. I was like, you got nipple piercings and decided the world needed to see them, so you went to the internet to show randoms your titties.
Mm.
I think you're a whore.
All it takes is that one person to screen cap you and put you on XNXX. Then you're immortalized for life.
Yeah.
I see it now. Butterface shows titties.
Yeah. And then one day her dad just decides to rub one off and just stumbles upon his daughter showing her titties.
That's literally my worst fucking nightmare. My worst nightmare is scrolling through my usual porn site one day and happen to come across my little angel.
I don't care.
Oh, my God.
I don't care what anybody says, Andre. You're a good father. You raised her right, brother. All right? Hooters is a good stepping stone, okay? A good stepping stone.
Who else got daughters? You got two daughters, right, Seth?
No, I just got one.
You got one daughter. Tommy, you ain't got no kids, do you?
I got two daughters.
Two daughters. And Ray?
Two daughters and a boy.
See? Every father's worst fucking nightmare is to be perusing through his usual XNXX category.
Yeah, I can't even put that in my head.
Just like,
yeah, he'll stop. Ray will stop watching porn altogether.
I gotta cut my shit off. So the internet collapses. Like, how do I shut down the internet?
Dre's gonna crash a car into like the freaking whatever building he gets his internet from.
I'm kidnapping Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Stephen Hawking, all them other smart niggas, and we're gonna figure this out. Nobody's leaving until we figure out how to destroy the internet.
Right, the internet's gotta come up. You know, Elon Musk gonna be on Saturday Night Live, I think tonight.
Tonight, yeah. My Dogecoin's going up.
Dogecoin is up.
I was one of those ones that invested in February, so I'm happy right now.
Yeah, I got them when it was like a little bit over 5 cents or a little bit, right around 5 cents. And let's see where it's at, bro. I believe it's at 68 or 69 cents right now.
I took all the change I got that month and I put it in.
It just went up even more right now.
Y'all see the message that the
65
Tesla Twitter sent out?
Yeah.
Tesla Twitter sent a message talking about our king, Elon Musk, will be on Saturday Night Live tonight. It will be live streamed to every Tesla. You will not be able to change the channel. You will not be able to operate your vehicle. You will be forced to watch. And I was like, oh, shit. Came from the Tesla Twitter. I was fucking dying. What do you want, stupid ass?
Well, there's some beef, I guess, with the people on Saturday Night Live that don't want Elon Musk hosting it. They have some kind of issue with him.
Well,
except Michael Che. Michael Che's like, hey, listen, man, everybody hates rich white people, so they're going to hate him because he's a rich white billionaire.
Well, Bill Gates, he just got divorced, too, yeah. So he's right there in the news, too. Damn. What does half a billion look like? I can't even fathom.
Yo, his wife is about to be just like fucking, what's his name's wife?
Yeah,
she's become one of the richest wife. Women in the fucking world.
Yep.
Off of.
She fucked somebody.
Yeah. Oh, damn, we lost Andre. Shit.
Fuck you, nigga.
Smile real quick so I can see you still there.
Find him. Oh, shit.
But yeah, man, that's crazy. That's the sugar mama I would want right there. Shit.
She don't look. She's not ugly. She's not my type. She's not ugly.
Who's hotter, Bill Gates' wife or Jeff Bezos' wife?
Oh, I think Jeff Bezos' wife was hotter. Well, she's younger. She's a lot younger too.
It's crazy.
All right, now let's throw Zuckerberg's wife. Who's hotter?
No, I'm not. Can't do.
I never even seen his.
She a little chink.
He looks like he's into Asians.
Of course he is. He's a fucking tech nerd. Ain't nobody else except some little Chinese girl that he brought to America.
Did she work for Facebook and that's how he got with her? Or no.
No, he met her in college.
Okay. I didn't see that on the social network movie.
Yeah.
Nah, it is what it is. So nobody else watching on, going back to what we watched, nobody else watching like the Mighty Ducks TV show or that show with John Stamos where he's the...
Did they bring you back for that, school? Right?
Yeah, right?
They bring you back for the Mighty Ducks?
Yeah, Goldberg, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
I got that a lot going on. All right,
cool.
I wasn't really into the movies because I just became a little bit too old for those movies. But I did eventually watch two or three of them. But I liked the show. I actually liked the show a lot.
I used to love those movies growing up.
Yeah.
And then I started watching hockey after that too. But that was it. I stopped watching. I can't do hockey.
Yeah. The fights are cool. But that's
I love watching hockey. Love watching hockey.
I love watching pretty much every other sport. Mostly baseball, though.
I'm watching Sox right now. Sox versus Kansas City right now. Sox fucking 8 runs in the top of the first inning.
So there's this thing going on right now in the MLB where there's this umpire, Angel Hernandez. He's the worst. Nobody likes him.
I hate he's up in this game right now.
Yeah, apparently he's ruined and like they kept count like over 22 games.
Damn.
Wow.
Just one season?
This current season. He's ruined over 22 games. So basically, they're saying that for the people that are supposed to be winning, they're not winning. And for the people that are supposed to be losing, they're not losing because he's making bad calls left and right. But for some reason, the MLB is not doing anything about it. Like, he's still...
Obviously.
Yeah, these umps have a union as well, which is separate from baseball. These umps have a union as well. And unless you can, umping is, it's by your eyes, you know? Whether he's exactly safe, he has to, it has to be like no question. The ball's not even near the bag or the ball's not even near the strike zone, for a pitch to be a strike or a runner to be safe. But if it's close and he calls him out and on replays we see in slow motion that he's actually safe, how can we say he's fucking wrong? He's just old. Mm. He's getting old and it's always been known. They've been saying it for years that this guy, he wants to be the focus of all these fucking baseball games and not the players. Like, he doesn't like the attention the players get and he doesn't. But he's a fucking ump. And like I'm saying, I'm watching a game right now where he's umping. I never really mentioned his name twice before I turned it on the thing and I was listening to the game. You already mentioned his name twice.
Yeah, I can't stand this dude.
Okay.
I think
real quick, Andre, yeah. You know you're gonna lose your foot if you eat that shit, right?
this shit delicious though.
He's like, it's worth it. It's worth my foot.
What I need 2 feet for.
Just so the audience can know what we're talking about, he got a chalice, a glass chalice.
And looks like strawberry shortcake.
It looks like
it's strawberry buttercream cake.
Wow.
Yeah, did you do that TikTok shit where you take the glass and you cut the cake with the glass?
Yeah, nigga, I fuck white bitches.
There you go. That's one right there. You want to know how I fuck white bitches without telling you I fuck white bitches?
look how I eat my cake. That's funny, man.
But yeah, so this Angel Hernandez dude, he I think it was like a couple years ago, he filed a complaint against the MLB because they refused to let him umpire during the World Series, and he filed a complaint saying that I guess like the MLB is being racist towards him, which is stupid because he's historically the worst umpire of them all. But whatever, yeah.
Wow.
Take some BS case.
Man, the only sports I watch is combat sports, really. UFC, boxing. Never got into the sports.
Speaking of boxing, I mean, it's barely boxing, but this whole Jake Paul bull crap.
Oh, God.
He snatched his hat off. What was it, yesterday? The day before he snatched his hat and started running around with fucking Mayweather's hat.
Yeah.
And the whole crew, Mayweather's people, were looking for him to beat his ass and chase him down throughout the thing. It's just so fucking silly, this Jake Paul. It's his name, Jake Paul, right?
Yeah.
And his brother is the one who was originally famous, right? Who like did the whole, went to the suicide forest in Japan and shit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I thought his brother was supposed to fight him.
I don't know.
Not Jake Paul. The other Paul.
They're both bums.
Yeah. But he got a black eye for it.
You can hate these niggas all you want. They have made the smartest money.
Mm.
Rather than fucking try to be real boxers and fight your way up through all the shit and all the rankings.
Yeah.
Making fucking maybe $10,000 a fight and getting concussions and shit. These motherfuckers used their antics and got straight to the $50 million for a fucking fight? That's a lifetime of fucking money.
$50 million.
That's
Logan Paul.
That's fucking generations of money right there.
So Logan was a popular one, and then Jake came in afterwards. Logan Paul is his name. Yeah.
I hate them motherfuckers too, but you gotta respect the fucking.
The hustle.
You gotta respect the hustle.
That's true. You're fighting one of the, arguably one of the best boxers of all time.
Floyd.
And you didn't have to do nothing for it.
I hate Floyd's style of boxing. I hate that even to call him a boxer. But
yeah.
Yes, it is what it is.
He's boring as a boxer, really.
You seen his hairline though? That's why he got mad that he took his hat.
Oh yeah.
He didn't have a shape up. He was all fucked up.
There's not even an argument that he is the greatest defensive fighter of all time. Because all he does is stress defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Like I don't know if any of y'all have ever been in a fight with like somebody that actually knows how to fight. But somebody that can avoid getting hit is the most irritating fucking thing in the world. Because you throw in everything you have at this motherfucker. They just slip in every single one of them, and you getting tired, and you feel yourself getting tired, and you know, I only got like 3 more haymakers left in me. And if I don't connect, I'm done. And this motherfucker over there just fucking dancing and smiling, all his teeth, no blood. Like, oh, I hate fast niggas. Whoa. There's nothing more annoying than a nigga that got good head movement.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, I think watching him, I'd get irritated, like, just by watching him. I can only imagine what it'd be like being the boxer that faces him. He's just, Oh, man. Yeah, he's just that shell defense.
What irritates me more than his style of fighting is he picks his opponents knowing that he's going to fucking beat them. Like, Floyd has rarely faced somebody that's his same caliber of fighter.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, he can't fight another defensive fighter because that would just be a hugging match.
Yeah.
There would be no punches thrown.
It would be a dance-off.
Like, it was what, 10 years that everybody was like, yo, fight Pacquiao. Fight
and
Pacquiao.
And he wouldn't.
He waited until Pacquiao was fucking, had 3 straight losses under his belt and was old. Like, he waited until Pacquiao looked like he was ready to be buried.
I think that like, I think right, his I'll toughest fight was Canelo. Probably more than likely.
Yeah, because Canelo's a fucking a puncher, and he's almost as fast as Floyd.
Yeah, and I mean, wait, who was the first person to almost drop Floyd? Was it Canelo? One person caught him.
Well, there was a few people that caught him.
No, I mean, like, this one was the closest one. Like, this goes down in history as the only one, like, the closest to a knockdown.
I think. It's a it's that one Mexican fighter. Damn it. I know who you're talking about. I forgot his name.
Mayorga? No.
No, not Mayorga. Maidana.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who caught him, like, clean. And I think he knocked him down. But that was it.
I think Floyd is overestimating his... okay, so it's not... You can't argue that he's the greatest defensive fighter ever. But... this motherfucker's getting into the ring against somebody who has
eight inches
more reach and 70 pounds on him. Like, I can fight. But against somebody that has 70 fucking more pounds than me, I gotta end that fast. And Floyd doesn't have the ability to end a fight.
Alright, hold on. So
punch hard enough.
So I was just looking up this and they showed Shane. Tell me Andre don't look like Shane Mosley.
Like a lighter, Shane Mosley. Shane Mosley is a lighter Andre.
Yeah.
I heard that shit before, and I hated that nigga foot because I had fucking custom Shane Mosley gloves.
Yeah.
I used to fucking box when I was in the Navy, and these niggas was like, "Oh shit, never noticed it before." Fuck that nigga. But I don't think Jake Paul can fucking beat Floyd in a fight, or Logan Paul, whichever one he's fucking fighting. But I think they can end Floyd's career if they hit that nigga hard enough.
Yeah.
He might never want to fucking box again. Because Floyd has never been hit hard by somebody in his weight class, or hasn't recently been hit hard by somebody in his weight class. Getting hit hard by somebody 3 weight classes above you is insane.
And that's the thing.
How much money is he getting to come out of retirement?
I think there's a $100 million fight.
Yeah, it's $100. He's getting like him
after pay per view and all that shit. It might be closer to $250 million.
Just to fight this kid, yeah.
Floyd versus Conor McGregor was, I think, after everything was said and done, it was north of $300 million.
Yeah, something like that, with pay per view money and everything. Yeah.
So this, I don't think it's gonna eclipse Floyd and Conor. But it might get to like 250, 275.
Now, it is an exhibition, so if he does manage to knock him out, it won't count against his record, but it would still hurt.
Exhibitions count against your record, don't they?
I don't think so. I think he said it doesn't count against his record.
Doesn't.
So he'll still be undefeated, but I think it'll still hurt him really bad. Really hurt his
Well, it'll set up for a rematch. More money.
Well, supposedly that's why the Jake kid got in his face, because he wants next after his brother. So I don't know, man. They're just collecting money, like Andre said. It's just a money grab.
This shit just infuriates me because, like, for years we've known that the most profitable sports are violent sports, and I just wish when I was in the Navy, like, Nike would have sponsored us and put jerseys on us and been like, yo, every Durka has a point value. I could be a fucking billionaire by now, son, if we just put helmet cams on every fucking member of the military and was like, all right, go rack up points. like, our society is going to come to that eventually. I just wish that I would have been in for it. You niggas that love to play fucking Call of Duty and Modern Warfare and Battlefield and all that shit, imagine you could fucking sponsor, all right, Petty Officer Kelman steps out onto the field, his customized scar light. He's got the new Nike ACG boots on. That might give him a little extra pep in his step as he ascends this dune over here. And boom, headshot. Yes, that gives him 10 points. Nice start. Let's switch over to look at Seth yelling at his kids. Oh, fucking CPS must be watching this. He pretended to be a good dad.
Nah, that just got give him a hug and kiss goodnight. But yeah, that would be a dope ass movie right there, man. Like a world where freaking army goes against each other, Navy versus Army versus Marines on who can kill the most.
That'd be the craziest Army Navy game. How many bombs we could drop on these motherfuckers?
Imagine if they come up with like a sponsorship program for just like random like video game players. Who would sponsor Baba Bear?
Wasn't there a movie?
Nutella.
Wasn't there a movie where some kid played video games and he controlled a convict?
Gamer, and it Gamer. Was with yeah. It was with Gerard Butler.
Yeah. So like, imagine that, but just with soldiers.
That's. Yeah, I'd be a fucking billionaire, bro.
That's crazy.
You're like LeBron. Who? I hate when fucking LeBron is the greatest athlete of all time. What? I've seen this nigga miss 20 games for turf toe. Fuck out of here. I've seen niggas with bullets them.
Speaking of LeBron, what's this shit going on with the Lakers now? Why are they fucking just on a downward spiral?
There's a lot of injuries.
Because he's focused on Space Jam marketing.
New legacy.
Now we lost Anthony Davis again. Back spasms and whatnot.
Chicago's own Anthony Davis.
Yeah, LeBron is not at 100%.
Niggas can't play ball because of back spasms?
Yeah, I mean, he's always getting hurt.
I have launched fucking rounds downrange without the use of one of my legs. And these niggas is like, oh, back spasms, man. I can't hit the hoop having back spasms. Nigga, if I can put a 5.56 on target at 100 yards with fucking one good eye, you could play basketball with back spasms.
That's why I miss Kobe. Like, well, beyond the obvious, but like as a player, like he used to play through any injury, like torn ligament, dislocated finger, blah blah blah. Like he just played through it, dude.
I'm a big LeBron fan, man. I'm a big LeBron fan. You know, it's gotta suck carrying freaking the league on your back. You know, it's gotta hurt after a while. Kobe definitely.
The league on your back. Michael Jordan did that shit with no problem. Kobe Bryant did that shit with no problem. That's why, as good as LeBron is, I can't say he's a shit player, but he will never be number two or number one.
I think in my opinion,
Jordan, Kobe, Bron.
Right now, the best player in the league, I would have to say, is Steph Curry.
I gotta say, the Greek Freak in Milwaukee.
You think
Steph Curry did change the way basketball is played.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
he's changed the future of basketball. Like kids don't try to drive to the lane anymore. You go down to your
they shoot gym, right. Yeah.
They shoot three. Every kid is shooting threes and trying to see if they could make it wet the half court line.
Aren't they doing bad right now too, though?
Yeah, yeah. It's just Steph. He has no help either on his team. It is what it is.
I can't wait to see a healthy Brooklyn Nets.
Oh snap! Yeah, that's just deadly. Once
we see healthy Nets that know how to fucking
that's
play
it.
Together,
yeah,
you might actually have a team from New York that wins or at least gets deep in the playoffs again.
Who's over there? Durant's over there, right?
Durant and
Kyrie Irving.
Troublemaking, yeah, Kyrie.
And
oh wait, you got one more.
The guy who dunks, who's famous for his dunk, like he won a dunk contest.
Harden's there.
Yeah, James Harden.
James Harden is there, right? And then there's
one more. He was from the Clippers.
Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
I'm worried about Harden and Kyrie because Harden's an egomaniac and Kyrie wants everything done his way.
Right, yeah. He's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
I'm already worried about Kyrie and KD because, like, obviously it's KD's team, but Kyrie feels like he can lead a team to a championship.
That's how he felt when he was with LeBron, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm already worried about how Kyrie's going to fall as second in command under KD. But then you throw fucking Harden in the mix, who...
Him and Westbrook had those same issues.
Yeah, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah. That's why him and Westbrook didn't work.
Just opposing philosophies and leadership, basically.
Yeah, you got to be humble to be on a team with that many people.
And Kevin Durant's a weirdo when it comes to fucking social media. It's always something does something wrong.
Smoker got so many burner accounts.
And they say, you know, he gets out. He doesn't like getting shit talked about him on social media. You know who else like that? I think we might have mentioned this before, Tommy. Jay-Z is like that. Jay-Z won't get on social media because he doesn't like anything anybody can say negative about him. But some people say he's using a fake name or fake account so he can just chime in every now and then to see what people are saying about him.
I can see him using an account to like look at what people are saying about him, but I can't see him engaging with people.
No, I don't see him.
Jay-Z's too fucking cool for that. And like, Jay-Z is a real nigga. Like, we know that Jay-Z sold drugs in Marcy Projects. We know that Jay-Z ran a fucking cocaine empire.
You don't think he's different now?
He's different because he's got legit money and legal money. But you don't have to prove nothing when your history is laid out for everybody to look at. He ain't got to get on the internet and talk about, yo, nigga, I'll make you disappear. Because we know that there's actual niggas that if Jay-Z says, yo, I need you to take 20 years, I need you to do 20 years for me, but I just need this nigga off the street. That's family true. Be taken care of, yada, yada, yada. We know that there's niggas like that that'll be like, I got you. Just make sure you take care of my wife and my kids.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't know, man. Did you guys hear the new DJ Khaled album?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm not rushing to check out the new Khaled album.
Okay. Well, they have a track on there with Jay and Nas together. It's all right. It's decent.
That's how you're gonna leave it right there, huh?
That already tells me.
It's all right. It's decent. What's the name of it?
Now that tells me bad.
I don't even remember.
If you don't remember, then it's not a fucking memorable cut.
If you put Nas on something, it shouldn't be.
The thing is, it should be
fucking the greatest fire, thing we've heard this decade.
Yeah, but I think what it is that you expect Jay and Nas to come back together on a track, and I guess my expectations were high. So it's a decent track, but you know it wasn't what I would hope to hear. Let me get the name for it for you real quick, just so you can. So you can check it out.
And you say albums. Like, do albums, like, come out? Like, where did you fucking go get your album from? Like, fucking...
No.
Tower Records?
I streamed it. But, whenever, like, when new albums come out, I always stream them at work. I mean, on the corner when I'm begging for change.
I'm not listening to nothing with Jay and Nas on it described as, it's all right, it's something.
Well, I mean, check it out and then tell me what you think for yourself.
I mean, I personally think he wanted to fanboy, but he wanted to play cool at the same time. Like, ah, it's all right. But if he was a fanboy, he'd be like, oh my God, guys, you guys gonna fucking listen to this.
Like, Nas's most recent album, King's Disease, I played that shit on heavy rotation for like a month straight. There's not a single skippable record on King's Disease. I love that whole fucking album, front to back, top to bottom.
It's called Sorry Not Sorry. I think it just didn't come together. The lyrics are good, but I don't think the production was good.
Because Khaled's not a good producer.
He's nah. No, nah, it didn't come together. And then they had like some other person I never heard before singing the hook. So it could have been more
a
than
guy
that.
Or kind a girl. Of
a guy. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know. I listen to Jay now, and it's even Nas. The last couple albums Nas put out, including the Kanye one. Just it wasn't my Nas, you know what I'm saying? I just,
go like, listen. Wasn't. Did you listen to King's Disease?
No.
Go listen to King's Disease. That is the best Nas album since Stillmatic.
That was that the one after the Kanye West one?
That's the most recent one. Yeah. That Kanye West album.
That was trash.
That was every album that Good Music put out.
Okay, yeah, I did listen to
this.
My
bad. You listened to King's Disease and said it wasn't fucking... No.
I was talking about the Kanye West one. I was talking about the Kanye West joint.
I could sit and listen to Car 85. I was listening to that shit on my way home from work every day so that I wouldn't come home and put a bullet in my mouth. Like, Car 85 was the most relaxing fucking jam that I'd listened to in years.
Let me see. What was I think the last Jay-Z album I bumped heavy was what was the one with Holy Grail on it?
Oh, that was
The Throne. Watch the Throne.
Yeah, that one. That was the last one I bumped heavy.
Fucking bumped 444 a lot, but it was more for the social commentary than for the actual, like, how hype the album was. I mean, it was a good album, but
that Black album was great.
There's a lot of jewels in that album that a lot of people of non-black descent didn't pick up on. Cat, if you don't shut the fuck up.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I was like, what am I hearing right now?
I hear the cat like through all the podcasts. Like, not, even if Andre's not even there, I still hear the cat for some reason. I think it's just like in my brain.
The cat's cat angry. Acting like the fucking sky is falling. I won't play with it. Yo, chill. You got water, you got treats.
Hey, play with your pussy, Andre.
This bitch got fucking different bags of treats, and she knows which one's the lobster, because she comes running. Look at you, you little pussy. Here, have some lobster, and shut the fuck up.
And so, I don't have no pets right now. All I got is chickens.
You got children.
Chickens and children. Yeah.
You're on a farm?
No, we just have a chicken coop in the back.
No, he's in some Florida. Eggs.
Oh, yeah. It's cool.
So, Marvel released, like, this, I guess it's, like, a trailer reel, and it's showing, like, all of the movies that are supposed to be coming out, and they even showed, like a couple seconds of the Eternals. Did you guys see that?
No, I haven't peeped that.
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm still just as excited for Eternals as I was before. Not at all.
Yeah.
What you think about Angelina Jolie?
Not at all.
Not at all. The only thing I'm looking forward to it is like I was very, as far as comics wise, I was minimally interested in it before. I'm still minimally interested in it now. However, because it's Marvel, I feel like they're gonna nail it. So. I'm looking forward to checking it out and see what it's about and how they're going to tie it into what's already established in the MCU.
Yeah.
I feel like, it's building to something big. I mean, according to them, it's they're trying to integrate into the MCU something big. However, what I'm more intrigued about...
Of either Mutants or Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
I know, and they up toward the end they showed like the logo for the Fantastic Four. I know Rich is excited about that.
It was funny because there was a meme where it had the shield pop up from the back, and it was like Captain America 4.
Imagine,
Yeah, that'd be some shit.
I'm kind of intrigued about the whole Wakanda Forever thing. Like, I wonder what that's going to be. Like, how they're going to manage making.
I have no idea, man.
All I know is it's going to be extremely emotional.
Yeah.
The thing is, even if you took whatever footage you have left of... If you have any footage of...
Chadwick,
thank you. At all, and you use it, and then maybe CGI... I mean, you can't CGI a death scene. Right. I mean, that would be the cop-out, right? But I don't know, man. That's it hits too close, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was supposed to have an appearance in
Falcon and the Winter
Soldier,
and I was like,
we talked about it on the weekly show, I was like, yo, I'm not ready to see Chadwick Boseman on screen again. Like, I'm not ready to hear the Wakandan drums. I'm not ready to see his presence on the screen in the suit, because like, that was a defining moment in Black culture, to see like
a Black superhero,
not just in a superhero movie, but to headline his own movie and be the focal point of like an entire MCU movie. Because Civil War might have been a Captain America movie, you could call it an Avengers movie, you could even call it an Iron Man movie. The focal point of that movie was the Black Panther and his fucking
quest to kill Bucky Barnes.
Yeah.
It's gonna be hard to
That's see one him. Of my favorite Marvel movies, man, Civil War, man. I love it.
Absolutely. And like, we already know that the last actual recorded footage of Chadwick Boseman is gonna appear in the Marvel What If series, because he's voicing T'Challa as he becomes Star-Lord. It's still gonna be fucking real difficult to see that whole cast come back together for another Black Panther movie minus Chadwick Boseman.
But
Lupita Nyong'o, I think that's her name, she said that she read the script
and it does
justice to the tremendous loss that they all felt. And I trust her because, like,
she's gonna be like the new leader of Wakanda, isn't she?
No, she. I don't know. She might be, but she's an Oscar-winning actress, and she fucking killed her role in the first Black Panther. So yeah. I trust her opinion when she says that the new script does Chadwick justice.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much good content about to come out there. Even if it's, you know, a month or a year or two away, man, I'm just so looking forward to that shit.
I'm looking forward to going into a movie theater again.
Yeah, the theaters by my house are open. And they'll even let you rent out the theater. You know, if you got a group of like 20, 30 friends, they'll let you have the whole theater if you want.
That's what I did for Godzilla vs. Kong. I rented out the theater.
That's what a bunch of my friends did that. I could. I had to be at work. But yeah, they all went and saw the theater.
Because that was a movie that you couldn't sit in the house and watch and get the full effect. And I feel like I got my money's worth.
Yeah, even if it wasn't like
to have that movie theater experience again.
Yeah, even if it wasn't necessarily a good movie, you could still got that theater experience,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, that heightens it.
Man, Florida's all open, man. They're crazy over here.
Because Corona's not real down there. They don't believe it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's never been. Everyone's like, I mean, shit, I just did a convention. Like, you know, it's crazy. But I do have a theater by my house. It was empty before COVID. Like, it was on one of them little hood theaters. But it's always empty. So I don't have shit to worry about.
I'm starting to get... I've been aggravated with COVID, but I'm starting to get more irritated by, like, the simple shit. Like, when I went to see Rich, I had my fucking bandana tied around my face. Bandana is good to go into any fucking store, any restaurant, anything,
everything.
I walk into a police station with my bandana on my face, and they're like, all right, that's a fair COVID mask. I go to get on the plane, and they're like, you can't have a bandana. You have to put on one of these hospital masks. I was like, wait, what? I literally walked through airport security with the motherfucking bandana wrapped around my face. Now you're telling me I can't walk through the doors of the airplane?
What the fuck was that?
Was it me?
That's my wife.
I was like, and now you're telling me I can't walk through the doors of an airplane with a bandana on my face?
Some places over by me have, when you walk in, they tell you like those neck scarves, you know, the ones that go all the way from your neck. The neck gaiters and the bandanas. They have like big, like, yeah, we don't accept those as masks, but, or the ones that even have like those masks when the pandemic first happened that had the little valves in them or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, those aren't acceptable. These are the only ones that are acceptable. And just some places are like that, some places aren't. I mean, it is what it is. Just get out of this shit already.
Yeah.
Word. Like, I'm so tired of wearing a fucking mask. I'm like, yo, at this point, if I get it, I get it. And half the motherfuckers is vaccinated. I got my first shot. And didn't go back for the second one, so now I have to get the first shot again. Because if you don't get it within 10 days, you have to start.
No, it's 21 days, but you're allowed up to 42 days.
Either way, it's been like 30 days for me, so I might as well just fucking.
No, cousin, you're good. You're good. You're still gonna be fine.
So you do like one of those walk-in clinics and just ask for the second shot.
Yeah.
Well, I got the VA medical center by me that was giving it out to veterans. I was like first on the list, and I was just like, I'll wait. It's not that serious to me.
Yeah, I mean, I got both of mine.
I was like, yo, if I get corona, I get corona. I had corona before, and it didn't kill me, so I'm in no rush to get the fucking vaccine because I can fight it off.
That is what it is. Every place's rules are different. Like, you have to have, you go to a restaurant or a bar by my house, and you got to wear the mask right when you walk in, but right when you sit down, you can take the mask off, but just wear it again. That's if you're going to the bathroom. But yeah, I mean, I don't understand that. And then some places are cool without you coming in with a mask at all. There's, oh yeah, don't even worry about it. Just come right in, grab a seat.
I went to Utah for work. I had my mask on. Niggas was looking at me like I was crazy. What the fuck are you doing? I was in Target trying to buy some t-shirts. Niggas was looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing? You from North, aren't you? I was like, yeah, I'm from New York. They was like, yeah. Yeah, we don't wear masks here. You get it, you get it. But it was 104 degrees. Niggas was like, it's 104 degrees outside. We trying to wear as little clothing as possible. Ain't nobody wear no mask out here. I was like, yeah.
I tell you, I was so happy.
And then when I came back to Washington, I was still in that Utah mentality. Tried to go in the fucking... I was walking from my car into some store and fucking... Put a mask on! You're gonna kill somebody! See? I was like, get the fuck out of my face.
Half of the people where you're at were Asian anyway, and they all wore masks before the before COVID.
Fucking Canadian.
Yeah. Crazy.
I'm just done with corona, man. Like, this shit needs to end. Like, I was in the store the other day and I was like, yo, for the hype that we gave to corona, there's still mad fucking people walking around. What kind of plague doesn't kill off half the population? This is bullshit.
Thanos would have did a better job.
I ran in the store to get fucking seasoning and a lemon and a pound of shrimp. And I had to wait in line for like 15 minutes at the self checkout. I was like, yo, this pandemic didn't kill enough people, son.
Yeah.
Round two.
There's still traffic. Let's go.
That was the best.
Coronavirus.
The beginning of corona.
Coronavirus is taking care of itself in India right now.
The fucking highway was empty.
Empty. Yeah.
I was making it from fucking Seattle to Portland in like 3 hours. There was no traffic. There was no speed limits. It was like, yo, nigga, get with
no cops, no nothing.
Man, the beginning of corona was fucking tight.
Yeah, I remember that. I loved it. In LA, seeing no traffic is so rare. And when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, this is nice.
I used to have to leave fucking 2 hours before I had to get to work. Corona happened. I was like,
yeah, I got time.
I'm leaving like a half hour before. Coming through, doing 105 on the freeway. No big deal. Fucking police looking at me like, nice car, bro.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, that's probably one of the best parts.
Yeah, just so our listeners get clarification, we don't like coronavirus. We're just talking about how we like there was no traffic when coronavirus hit.
Yeah,
the silver lining.
You gotta take the wins when they come.
Yeah. Gotta take the good with the bad, right?
Yep. And you gotta enjoy the good. Because very rarely do you have anything good come alongside something bad. So it's just, all right, well, can't do nothing about the bad part. Gotta enjoy the good. Speaking of which, like, what the hell? Oh, hey, so, like, has anybody talked to Rich?
I talked to him, a week and a half ago?
Yeah, I pulled out the Ouija board and got in contact with him.
He's good. He's good. Let me see. Let me pull it up. I don't think we talked about anything private or anything.
Right on.
Yeah. He's good, though. I can't find it.
Okay. Last time this nigga hit me up was to ask me if I knew of any good racing games. I was like, damn, what? You that bored, nigga? He's like, yes. I am losing my fucking mind.
I thought you were going to say you didn't go fast enough when I was down there.
This nigga been playing
Need for Speed for like a week.
That's crazy.
So yeah. is he just like on from the sound of it, he's just like on a specific type of program to, I guess, take a break from things or whatever.
Yeah. He had a spiritual awakening while he was out, and he decided that he wants to live and that he wants to spend more time with his family and shit, which, more power to him. But we need you to come back, you bitch ass nigga.
I told him you really shouldn't try to outdrink a freaking Navy SEAL. Like, that's all they got to do on them ships.
What really killed that nigga is that I paid for dinner. I think he tried to kill himself.
Oh, that's what it was.
Fucking Rich, the classic one-upper. Yeah. Fucking whole family went out to dinner for his birthday. And this motherfucker tried to pay the bill. And I told the waiter, I was like, yo, if you hand that motherfucker that bill, I'm fucking you up. So he brought the bill down to me. And I fucking paid it. And the whole rest of the night, Rich was like, how much was the bill? Let me get you back. How much was the bill? Let me get you back. I was like, nigga, I'm not letting you pay the fucking bill. Get off my dick.
That's funny.
And then I guess something in his head just clicked, and he was like, fuck it, I'm dying tonight.
I don't know, you can't, they literally call it drunk as a sailor for a reason. Like, you can't.
That's the same.
You can't do it, you know? But I don't know. I'm glad he's alive and well.
Well, he's not alive.
I'll keep it going.
He's being held together by machines. If anybody watched Invincible and they know about Robot and that fucking little fucking fetus that was inside that fucking metal tube, that's what Rich is right now.
The air burns.
It burns my lungs.
Oh, yeah. That's too funny.
Maybe we can start to wrap it up unless you guys got another thing to talk about.
Nah, I mean, I got some stuff in the works. If you want me to drop it here, this would be an exclusive.
Yeah, let's hear some Scout Comics news.
So, yeah, man, Scout Comics, I'm working on my book right now, which we just started, so I'll probably be kickstarting that in like 2 months. It's called Once Upon a Superhero. It's it was an anthology series, but anthology series don't do too well. So it's basically a story about three different superheroes that are no longer superheroes. So, and they kind of go through their journey of why they're not. And then all three stories kind of connect into one. So I got that going on. I'm also working with, I'm with Invincible Toys now. So he brought me on full time as kind of just a partner, just trying to help him out with ideas, especially more of the comic book stuff and the art stuff. So we have the Futuristic Combat Soldiers that are going to be coming to Kickstarter in probably late July.
Oh, shit. That's you?
Well, it's Landon, but Landon like brought samurai, me in.
The samurai yeah. hat nigga with the robot chest.
Yeah, you got samurai, you got cowboy, you got Spartan, Hercules, and then you.
Hercules.
Yeah, so it's, bro, you're gonna like those, Andre, for real. They're highly articulated. I actually got some prototypes.
I'll buy some fucking toys.
There was
toys
a toy
too.
Convention.
I'm out of the loop.
Oh, okay, all right, Ray.
I'm not
but I just know
because I deleted my Instagram, so I don't really be paying attention to shit like that no more. But I'm still collecting though.
Yeah, I'll let you know because I mean Andre, I just know Andre. He backed Plunderlings, he backed Mythic Legions, he even backed the one we told him to back, and then they screwed him out of his money.
Yeah, another fuck you, Gil.
But this ain't like that. Landon's a solid dude. He's military as well. So he's really going all in on this. But he brought me in to kind of help him with that. So I got the toys coming out. Shit, I'm even doing artwork for some coffee and shit right now. So
I'm gonna have to get with you because I've been writing a book for like 4 years.
Yeah.
Every time I think about it, I'm like, you know what? This might be better as a comic.
Yeah.
Writing a book is hard.
But. Yeah. I was looking forward to seeing the OnlyFans book writing shit he was going to do.
Yeah, but then I encountered some legal shit where basically if I create content in real time,
you gotta have your
OnlyFans,
dick out.
No.
Oh.
It's I'd have no problem with that. I write naked anyway. Fucking I started my book when I was in prison, so I was butt ass naked all the time, just sitting in my cell writing. But yeah, part of the deal with OnlyFans, as far as if you're creating content in real time while on their platform, they retain rights to it.
Oh,
as
well
shut up, damn.
As well as some of the people that are like watching and contributing also retain rights to it. And I'm I'm sitting here creating this shit, and all you motherfuckers get a piece of my pie just because you're here? Nah. So I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Support
fucking Cody's on the fans because you can't retain the rights to his dick.
Can you imagine someone who just like walks up, grabs his shit, like I want a piece of this motherfucker?
Yo, we should make a Cody NFT and just sell that shit. Yo, Cody, we need you to come back real quick.
I did a Mr. T NFT. I called it Mr. NFT. I'm gonna put that bitch on the website. I already signed up and everything. But you gotta have a coin. The coin wallet. What is that shit?
Coinbase.
Yeah, you gotta have Coinbase. I don't have Coinbase, which I should have, but
just download that shit right now. It takes 10 seconds.
Yeah. But I'm gonna do the
Coinbase.
Mr. T NFT.
You fucking stupid.
Yeah, I'm telling you, watch, it's gonna sell.
Somebody sold their pet rock NFT for I think like 8 Ethereum, so like fucking 14,000, 16,000, some shit like that. I was like, man, I swear to God, I'm gonna do the hamburger with my I'm gonna do the brain with my nuts. Fucking make that an NFT and sell that shit. I don't understand people, son. Like, just buying a piece of something that you don't own, you just own. You don't own any part of it. You own a JPEG. Congratulations.
I can screenshot it and just and Word. Have it.
Me screenshotting it is the same thing as you paying $2,000 for ownership.
Yeah, that's crazy. We're putting Ray to sleep over here.
So yeah, before we do that, where can we find you at and all the work that you're doing, Seth?
Seth.Horton.33. I know it's dumb long, but that's the Instagram. That's the one. That's the name they gave me. I just never changed it. I'm gonna start posting updates on the comic book. You can also follow Invincible Toys on Instagram for everything we got going on over there. And yeah, it's pretty much it.
Right on. All right, we're gonna start to wrap it up. This I don't even know what episode this is, but this has been Legends of Pokai. This is Baba fucking Bear.
Baba fucking Bear, guys.
And Sleep in Darkness.
Here.
And I have been Shinobi. So thanks for listening. Catch you next time.
Laters.
This shit I'm doing is bigger than you. Do not interfere. I'm so far ahead of you niggas, it look like I'm not even here. Although my road is not even clear, I don't see no other option to steer. I'm going out as a legend, you know it, my envious enemies dropping a tear. You should know I get it popping by my name. I do. Man, these hoes ain't never rocking with no lame. That's you, bitch, I'm married to this motherfucking game. It's true, if you really think you got me in your aim. Let's go, this isn't love, no sir. Although I appear to be grinning, you get in touch with my bad side, that's a bad ride, I'm severely diminished. Check out the trophies, I seriously did it, and you just like seriously winning. I'm kinda weird, I admit it, bitch, I'm in the building, but I don't stay near any tenants. Lane of my own, the label is cold, we raking in gold, I'm labeled to go. You borrowed my style and can't even pay off the loan. You phony, you fake, you a clone, I'm ape with the flow. You think you the greatest, but no, put down the cocaine and Patron, I aim for your dome, bow, I'm digging your grave, there's no other way it can go. Look, bruh. Look. It's too late, the beast has been woke to confront your ass and greet your kinfolk. I'm struggling to fight this evil impulse when I'm writing this shit down on the sheet, the pen smokes. I needed to bounce back, achieve the tenfold. Now the roof coming down with debris and lit cold. Should have been known that your piece of gemstone. Pay your homage and send me the fees through Venmo, nigga. Goddamn, where the fuck is all the time gone? Creeping ever, then I'm striking like a python. I'm the boogeyman, you better keep the lights on. I was plotting on this living out of night time. Overseas blowing all my fucking tie by. Backstory, it'll probably make it mine ride. I'm using it as gasoline to make the fire hot. And that's the reason niggas never taking my spot.
This shit I'm doing is bigger than you, do not interfere. I'm so far ahead of you niggas, it look like I'm not even here. Although my road is not even clear, I don't see no other option to steer. I'm going out as a legend, you know it, my envious enemies dropping a tear.
You should know I get it popping by my name, I do.